And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, what I plan to do is I plan to take you back into the classroom, and I plan to teach you something about remedial math. Yes, I'm going to teach you something about remedial math today. And everybody's like, they're throwing their hands up in the air and they're screaming and they're going, yeah, remedial math, this is going to be so much fun. And half of you are going, why, Al, why are you going to take us back to the classroom and talk to us about remedial math? Because whether you like it or not, the things that we learned in remedial math actually matter. I'm talking about the basics. I'm talking about arithmetic. I'm talking about adding and subtracting. I'm talking about multiplying and dividing. I'm talking about taking the average, the mean, the mode of a bunch of numbers, figuring out what those numbers mean. So why am I bringing this up? Because every one of us has a number. You have a number. I have a number. The founder and CEO of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley, he's got a number. Everybody's got a number. Now, you're thinking that this number is a financial number, right? Because after all, we talk about investing in real estate. We talk about retiring. We talk about those types of topics on this radio show. But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about lifespan. I'm talking about how long you will live. It's one of the great mysteries in life. Do you know the answer? I certainly don't know the answer. I will tell you, there have been times in my life where I thought, hey, man, this is it. This is it. I'm done. But it didn't work out that way because I'm here talking to you today. So I'm still here. So even though I thought maybe in earlier stages of my life, I thought my lifespan had kind of run its course, I was wrong. And here I am talking to you about lifespans. And you have no idea how long you're going to live. You don't. I don't. Del Walmsley doesn't. None of us know. It's one of the great mysteries. So why is this important? Because of what you're doing for retirement right now. I don't care how old you are. I don't care if you are close to what you consider retirement age or way far away from it. I don't care if you're in your 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. I don't care. Because all of us do not know how long we're going to live. We really don't have any idea. Okay, let me be very clear about what the problem is. The problem has to do with what you're doing for retirement. What you're doing is you're putting money into some type of retirement plan. And it's quote unquote a retirement plan. Now, many of those things are also known as 401ks or IRAs or something along those lines, in which case what they're designed to do is have you inject money probably every month into those accounts, not touch those accounts at all, have some type of investment feature to those accounts to where the money's invested in the stock market, and maybe you get some rates of return based on those investments, and you go through a long period of time, 20, 30, 40 years of your life following that plan, and you stay committed to that plan, and then you get to a place later in life, maybe it's in your 60s, maybe it's in your 70s, maybe it's a different time frame, I don't know, we're not there yet, right? But the point is, you make a decision to stop working. Now, when you make that decision to stop working, you've made a decision to sever your income because that's how you've been making money for the last 20, 30, or 40 years. You've been trading time for money. And part of that money has been going into that savings account that you've been told not to touch for your entire life. When you get to that point where it's time to retire, you have to figure out how much money you're going to take out of that account, because you've got to look at where your money comes from. And if you're in your 60s, maybe you're going to take some money out in Social Security. Maybe that's your trade-off. Maybe you trade the job for Social Security. So you lose the income, but now you've got a Social Security benefit that may or may not pay you what you used to make when you were working, right? Okay, so what's the difference? We don't know, right? That difference could be a lot. It could be a couple $1,000s. It could be $5,000. It could be $10,000. We don't necessarily know, right? But here's the thing. If you want to maintain your quality of life, if you want to maintain your status quo, you're going to have to get money from somewhere to pay your bills. So where does that money come from? It comes out of that big bag of money that you've been saving for your entire life. And there's the problem. There's no new money going back into that account. The only new money that goes back into that account is any gains that you make on whatever the investment vehicle is in that retirement plan. Does that make sense? And what tends to happen to people that retire with those accounts is they start drawing those accounts down every month because they're living off of that money. And the big gamble, the big unknown, is do you have enough money in your bag of money to sustain you until you die? Do you? Look, I know I'm okay. Let me explain to you how I make my income. I don't have a 401k. I don't have an IRA. I don't have a bag of money that I go and I try and live off of. I actually tried that once when I retired the first time and failed, and it didn't work. So I have firsthand experience of trying to live off a bag of money and having that bag of money run out on you, and it's terrible. It's terrible. So what do I do now? I live off of passive income. What does that mean, passive income? It means that I have made investments in my life, and those investments are paying me cash flow. Yes, cash flow. Now, I also get a pension from the United States Army, but you need to understand this about that pension. It is not enough money to sustain my quality of life that I determine I shall have in my latter retired life. There's not enough money there to sustain the lifestyle. So I needed more money. Where did that money come from? Passive income. Income that I don't go out and trade time for money for. It's income that comes from investments that I have made. Investments in real estate assets. What do I invest in? I invest in residential income producing assets. Now, I used to have some of my portfolio in single family and the rest of it in multifamily. But what I've done is I've converted all the single family to cash. And the multifamily investments that I have, they're still there, but I'm looking to buy additional multifamily assets to add to my portfolio. As I buy those additional multifamily assets, what they're going to do for me is they're going to provide me a cash flow income. There's going to be money coming in from those additional investments that I make. It's going to be way better than the money that I'm making off the interest of having my money sent into cash while I'm waiting for the right investment to come along. So why does any of this matter? Why does this matter? All of this matters because at the end of the day, we don't know how long we're going to live. You or I, unfortunately, could be hit by a bus today. It could happen. Now, hopefully it will not happen to anybody. And I don't want that to happen to anybody. I don't want anybody getting hurt. But we don't have any control over the physical environment that is effectively around us in our life, unless we hunker down in our house and hope nothing happens to our house, right? Okay. So there are perils in the world that we have to navigate. And usually the perils don't win. Usually we win. But every once in a while, the perils could win, right? So what could happen is we could be taken out of life a lot sooner than we thought we were going to live. That would be a problem, wouldn't it? That would be a problem. Okay. But the reality of it is, the majority of us tend to live to an old age. The majority of us tend to. Not everybody does. Just look at your obituaries, and they will clearly communicate to you that people die at different age levels all the time. But the majority of us, we tend to live until old age. So how long is that? How long are we going to live? Well, if you look at the average life expectancy of an American, the average life expectancy is approximately 77.5 years. 77.5 years. Now, it's actually less for men. It's something like 74 and change. And it's actually more for women. It's like 80 and change. But 77.5 years is the sweet spot. In other words, the average lifespan of Americans is 77.5 years. So should we use that as a planning metric? I mean, I told you that my parents lived to be about the age of 75 before they passed away. This average number of 77.5 is a little bit more than 75. So therefore, to me, that kind of indicates that maybe that might be a good metric to use. So if we use 77.5, that's the number we've got to plan against. But there's more to it. When we come back from the break, I'll give you the more. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Life is challenging and ever-changing. Take control with passive income through real estate investing. Learn how, learn now. Let Del Walmsley and Lifestyles Unlimited's investors and mentors show you. Meet Del's team and get educated now at Lifestyles Unlimited. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited. Text radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. We're doing so today by, well, we're talking about death. I mean, just cut to the chase and tell you what we're talking about. We're talking about your life expectancy and the fact that you have no idea how long you're going to live. I don't have any idea how long I'm going to live. You don't have any idea how long you're going to live. The guy down the street, the lady down the street, nobody knows. Nobody knows. Even somebody on life support in a hospital has no idea how long they're going to live because even the doctors don't know. They don't know. They can give you an estimate. They can give you a guess, but they can't tell you. So why is this so important? Because at one point, you're going to retire and you're going to start living off that bag of money that you've been saving up your entire life. Yeah, that 401k, that IRA, you know what I'm talking about. That glorified savings account that you call a retirement plan. It will become a vehicle that you will tap into every month and you will take money out of it. And the reason you're going to do that is because there's not enough money coming into your household from other sources to pay for your expenses of living. Now, maybe you've got Social Security. Maybe you waited until the age of 62 to retire and you've got Social Security. So you've got a Social Security income. But do you want to try and live off of a Social Security income? It's difficult. I have watched people in my family, elderly people that are no longer on this planet, try and live off of Social Security. And it's a very, very meager existence. It's a very, very challenging existence. There's not a lot of things you can do because all you're doing is taking care of your basic needs. So you're age 62, you decide that You're going to live off Social Security and your bag of money. So now you've got to calculate, how much can I take out every month in order to, you know, live until that average lifespan of 77.5 years. So you do the math, right? I mean, I told you we were going to do math on today's show. I told you that at the beginning of the show, that we were going to crunch some numbers, right? So we're crunching the numbers. So if you go from the age of 62 to the age of 77 and a half, how many years is that? It's like what? 13 and a half years, right? If my math is correct. No, my math isn't even correct. It's 15 and a half years. Yeah, see, so I'm not even getting the math right. So 15 and a half years that you're going to live off that bag of money. So then you start doing the calculus. You start figuring out, okay, well, how much money do I have in that bag of money? And then I hit you with the curveball, because one of the things that I have failed to tell you is the rest of the data with regards to life expectancy. And you're going, what? What do you mean? You're holding out information on us? Yeah, technically I am, because all we've talked about is the average life expectancy of an American. It's 77.5 years. We haven't talked about the median life expectancy. And you're like, median? Median? I heard that in grade school. What is that again? That median? Okay, median grades the midway point. In other words, half are above and half are below. This is absolutely the halfway point in all of the data. So the median life expectancy is not 77.5 years. You want to know what it is? It's 80 years. So now you've got another data point that you've got to contend with. 80 years compared to 77.5 years, that's an extra 2.5 years. That could be an extra 2.5 years that maybe you need to plan for that you hadn't considered before. Oh my. Okay. So now maybe we're going to live for 17 years, right? I don't know. My math is all goofed up. Actually, it's 18 years. Yeah, see, we're getting way up there in the numbers, so the math doesn't work very well in the brain. But the point I want to make is that it is still a given unknown, because I have not told you about the mode. The mode is the most common age at death, and it has been reported to be around 86 to 89 years of age. That's a lot more years that you have to consider for planning purposes, because you may actually live to be 86 or 89. And you know what we haven't even taken into consideration? We haven't taken into consideration your genetics, what you've done to take care of your body all of your life, what other underlying health conditions you have that we can't talk about on the air because we might violate HIPAA. You know that there's a whole cocktail that goes into figuring out how old you're going to be later on in life. Oh, and let me sprinkle something else on it that is not very pleasant, but we have to talk about. As you approach the very end of your life, how challenging will your health condition become? Because we know this to be factual for Americans. They either die of just natural causes and they die in their sleep, or they go through some significant event, which could be very traumatizing, which would cause them to potentially go into the hospital, which could potentially rise your health care bills. So there may be an end of life cost associated with your death as they're trying to keep you alive as you're trying to die. All right. So I think we've established very well that you don't know how old you're going to be when you die. So that really messes up your planning criteria, because now not only do you have to figure out when you take Social Security, you've got to figure out when you actually stop working. And if you're like in your 60s now, you're probably ready to stop working. You've spent a lifetime working and you're done. Your tank is full, or maybe your tank is empty, depending on how you look at that analogy, right? You're just ready to be retired. But can you retire yourself? Can you afford to retire yourself? Is there enough money available to you to retire yourself? And we haven't even talked about that. We haven't even talked about the amount of money that's out there that you have in your glorified savings accounts. Now, check this out. According to NerdWallet and according to the Federal Reserve's 2022 survey of consumer finances, the average retirement savings for Americans at the beginning of retirement was $333,940. Yeah. Now, I have a different number that comes from a source called Empower, and their data is a little bit newer. In September of 2024, they said that the average retirement savings for Americans was $498,000. Okay, that's a better number than that $333,000 number, right? But at the end of the day, what's your number? How much is in your account? And you've got to figure out how old you are right now. That's not too hard to figure out. You've got to figure out how much you've saved so far. You've got to figure out, will you even hit these numbers? Or maybe you've surpassed these numbers. And more so, if you decide to retire, at what age do you want to retire? I'm telling you something that your financial services company is not telling you. I'm telling you something that your financial planner isn't sharing with you at the annual meeting. Or maybe they are. And maybe you're not listening. And the big takeaway is that you are setting yourself up for potential failure by doing what you're doing for retirement. You are. And if you can't see it, that's okay. That's why I'm here. I'm here to talk a little sense into you. I'm here to talk you off the ledge, if you will. There is a much better way. And now get this. You can take the money that you have saved in those retirement accounts and you can repurpose that money into real estate. And I know some of you just went, oh, real estate. I knew you were going to say real estate because real estate's scary. Well, the only reason real estate is scary to you is because you really don't know how to invest. You don't. You might think you know. You might think you know how to get it done correctly. But unless somebody has actually sat you down and shown you what right looks like, you don't know what right looks like. I mean, imagine yourself if you were a surgeon and you were going to surgeon school and you were wanting to learn how to do a certain operation. Wouldn't you study how that operation is performed? You would study how that operation is performed. Then you would witness that operation being performed so that you can learn how to do it correctly so that when you finally do it correctly too. Now, what's involved in that scenario? Education and mentoring. Education and mentoring, that's what's involved in that scenario. That's what you need to be a successful real estate investor. That's what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited. It's all we do. Real estate, investor, education, and mentoring services. That's what we provide. And we're really good at it. Really good at it. We've been doing it for almost 35 years. Now, if you think about the life cycle of a normal business, a normal typical business has a lifespan of what? A couple years? I mean, most businesses fail in the first year or two, right? And then what's the percentage of businesses that make it to the five-year mark? And then what's the percentage of those businesses that make it to the 10-year mark and the 15-year mark? And we're at the 34, we're almost at the 35-year mark, and we're not slowing down. Why are we so effective at what we do? Because the retirement system that's out there, it's so ineffective. For every reason that I'm sharing with you on today's show, that what you're doing for retirement is bound to fail you somewhere in the future. But you have the opportunity to get ahead of it. You can get ahead of it. Now, you think real estate is really risky. You know what I think is risky? What you're doing right now. Because I know I'm good. I know the money's coming in this month, and I know it's going to come in next month. And you know what? I live my lifestyle based off of that. And I've got a great lifestyle. I live a wonderful lifestyle. I'm very, very happy with my lifestyle. And I'm not worried about running out of money in 3 years or 5 years or 10 years or whenever that could occur, because that can't occur to me. So real estate isn't risky like you think it is. What you're doing for retirement is very risky. And that's the danger you need to see. You think real estate takes a ton of time. You think it's like taking on a 40-hour a week job. Not even close. How many people have I brought onto this radio show and I've asked them that question? And I specifically ask them that question because I know you want to hear the answer. What do they tell you? Depending on what they're doing for investing, maybe an hour a month or an hour a week or a couple hours a week, or maybe in the rare occasion, a couple hours a day. It is life-changing for you to be able to invest in something that gives you back your time, that doesn't command all of your available time in order for you to get the benefit of what you're trying to do. Real estate doesn't take a lot of time at all. Once you learn how to do it correctly, it's easy and timely. I'm just saying. Now, some of you think you need a ton of money.
Yeah, you need a ton of money to do real estate, man. I've heard from the guy down the block. You got to have a lot of money to make money.
Do you like that accent? I don't know. I'm working on that accent. Okay, so the point I want to make is that that's not true either. Now, I do need to clarify one thing. You have to have some skin in the game. You have to have some of your available cash invested in the asset. Because the way we teach you how to invest in real estate requires you to inject some of your own money into the asset. However, there is a probability that depending on the deal that you're working on, that amount of money could be $0. We have members that buy real estate all the time that their actual cash out of pocket expense works out to be $0 once everything is settled out. Now, we don't teach you how to do that, but it's a natural fallout of what we do teach you how to do. And what we teach you to do is to take your hard-earned money that you have in those savings accounts, take the money out of those savings accounts, and then to start buying the right real estate assets with that money. Real estate that allows you to capture equity in the asset. Real estate that allows you principal pay down. Real estate that allows you natural appreciation. Real estate that allows you the tax advantages that the United States Congress passed and the president signed into law that benefit us as real estate investors. You get all those benefits. And then, now check this out. That's on the single family side. If you're investing in the multifamily side, you get all of that. Plus, you get something called forced appreciation. And you're like, forced appreciation? That sounds terrible. It's not. Trust me, it's not. It's actually something that allows you to increase the value of your asset just by increasing the income that the asset produces. It's really cool. Once you learn how real estate is correctly valued and you're able to apply it to the right types of real estate, it'll all make sense to you. So this gets me back to my point of how long are you going to live? How long is it going to be? If you retire at the age of 62 and you take Social Security benefits, I don't know what your Social Security benefits are going to be, but chances are those Social Security benefits will not be enough to sustain your lifestyle. So what do? You start taking money out of that bag of money and you start living off of it. How long does it last? But keep in mind, we've already determined that we don't know how long you're going to live. It could be 77.5 years. It could be 80 years. It could be 86 years. It could be 89 years. It could be even longer. Or it could be even shorter. We don't know. So what you have to do is you have to plan for the inevitable. The inevitable might be that you might live forever. I don't know. Maybe in this crazy world of ours, they will invent a way to cure death. And in doing so, we can live forever. In which case, that bag of money isn't going to do you a lot of good, is it? Because you're going to run out of money pretty quick if you're going to live forever now, aren't you? So how do you resolve that? You buy the real estate because the real estate will last forever. And then when you're done with the real estate, you sell it and you buy different real estate to replace it, thereby increasing all of the different ways that we make money in real estate. It is a beautiful, beautiful solution to a problem that every one of us will experience at one point in our life. I will tell you this. I hope you have a long, fruitful life. I hope that you are able to do everything that you want to do in your life. I hope that you are able to do everything that you want to do in your golden years. And I hope and I pray that you have success in doing everything that you're trying to do. But I will tell you this. If you want to do what I'm doing, you want to do what the 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited are doing, what you need to do is go to lifestylesunlimited.com. When you get there, sign up for the free workshop, because when you attend the free workshop, we will have gotten you going.
Thank you. you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.